is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Masters of None. I am Jay. With me, of course, is Art.
Hey, guys.
And Mike.
Hi.
And an old friend joining us for this episode. He's a former strip club bathroom attendant. He's been a singing telegram deliverer. He rides a Segway, and his name is Topaz. Welcome back to the show there, Topaz.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good to be here.
Hey, and thanks for joining us again. Always a pleasure. We had a good time. We saw actually Topaz. We caught up with him over the summer. He was actually working the bathroom at the Bear Exposure down in Atlantic City. So we had a lot of fun. Just happened to run into you, man. So you went from New York down to AC. You're living down there now?
You know, I got to pick up shifts where they're available. So it's a very competitive industry, bathroom attendant at strip clubs. You know, it's a lot of action, so AC was a nice little landing spot for me. A lot of opportunity.
Great gum selection, though, this time around, I got to say.
Thanks, man. I pride myself.
All right, so today we are doing the worst 8.5 people on the internet. What are you guys drinking real quick?
Blue Point Pumpkin.
Yeah, nice. Me too. I picked up some as well.
Yes, sir.
I don't even know if we're still sponsored by him or not, but hey, way to stay loyal. I'm drinking a Boulevard 80-acre wheat. Wheat.
The Blue Point Pumpkin is my wife's favorite, and because she can't drink, she's forcing me to drink them. So
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In front of her.
How many weeks till baby, Mike?
I don't know. Where are we on? 26. So that's another carry to 2. 14. Yeah.
Nice. And Topaz, you also just got married, I heard, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I am enjoying a slightly watered down Red Bull vodka that one of the Bear Exposure patrons left in the bathroom about 20 minutes ago.
Beautiful.
Nice. Closing early on a Wednesday, huh?
Yeah, you know, business isn't that great on Wednesdays.
I hear you.
They put in the B squad.
Skank shift.
Yeah.
It gets busy in the afternoon seafood buffet, but after that it kind of dies down.
There's always a seafood buffet at Bear Exposure.
Oof.
Know what I'm saying?
Got it.
All right. Let's do this. The worst 8.5 people on the internet. This was brought to us by Topaz himself. He said, hey, I got a great idea for a show. You know, I sit here and look at this freaking filthy bathroom all day long. Let's do the worst 8.5 people on the internet. So I said, great idea. These are the kinds of people. They could be specific people. Could be social media based, website based, however we're open to it. And we're going to start with our guest of honor. We're going to bang through your list first because I understand you got to you actually picked up another shift tonight up here in the city at Scores.
Yes.
So you got off work down there, then you're heading up here, right? Double shifting today?
Scores tonight and Ten's Cabaret tomorrow. So come say hello if you're around.
He's the only strip club bathroom attendant who likes to plug his appearances. I understand you're going on tour, a European tour of strip club bathrooms coming up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
For the first time.
Actually landed a pretty cush gig, as we call in the biz, Crazy Horse in Paris, which is like an upscale strip club. So I'm looking forward to that. Got a nice 2-week sit down there, which will be great.
Nice, man. That's fantastic. All right, so let's get to it. We usually start with your half, your 8.5. Which is usually some sort of oddball, usually involves midgets on our end, but do you have an 8.5?
Yeah, I do have an 8.5. And funny that it's a half, as this person is always touting their miniatures. Not kids, talking about the guy who posts, the guy or girl that posts online, about their pets and about how their pets are like children. If you're ever around these people and someone's talking about, you know, I didn't get any sleep last night, my newborn kept me up, and they always have to chime in. Yeah, I know. They put their dogs in stupid outfits.
Right, that's a good one. Are you juggling the microphone as you speak?
Are you playing with pogs? What is that?
I'm not playing with pogs. Listen, chandelier may or may not be sitting on my lap right now. So there might be some movement of the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Chandelier coming to the stage.
All right. Two for one shots. She going to buy you one? You going to buy her one?
She's so sweet, she'll give you cavity. All right. You're number eight.
Okay. So now I'm going to the look at my kid person. You know, Facebook has just been overrun by parents posting pictures ad nauseum of their kids. And, you know, it's cool if you want to set up like a private group for your family and grandparents and whatnot for everyone to see. But to put it out there in the public, it's kind of strange that people want so many pictures of their babies naked in the bathtub, stuff like that. It's just obnoxious. Just stop. Like, we get it. You have a kid. You love your kid. You don't need to prove the love of your child by posting on Facebook.
Yeah, it's almost to the point where, like, in like a few more years, there's going to be children who can have their own Facebook accounts and then can now go back and look at pictures of their entire life.
Yeah, it's going to be strange to think about that in the future.
Weird. I'm surprised people aren't making Facebook accounts just for their kids.
They are.
Like, are they? They're like, parking their names and then just putting baby shit.
Facebook accounts, email addresses, all that shit. They do all that now.
It's insane.
Unbelievable.
Are you going to do that, Mike?
No, absolutely not. In fact, my wife hasn't even made an announcement on Facebook that she's pregnant, which is amazing. Nice. I'm trying very hard to curb away from that just because you're absolutely right. Like, embarrassing photos and stuff. Okay. Whatever. I'm going to save that for the Christmas cards.
Hey, Mike, maybe you should create, instead of a Facebook account, an Elo account.
What's that?
You guys ever heard this? It's like the new, like, it's trying to be like a new Facebook.
Oh, here we go. No, what is it?
Elo is like, it's kind of like, it was Facebook, like, when it was back in the day when it was just like college kids were like during the, you know, the Zuckerberg, they're pretty much saying like there's not going to be any ads. It's just going to be like the social network that is owned by you or whatever. It's just, I don't know.
So it'll be the same thing. It'll be private for a little while and then it'll become the next thing and then it'll be.
But it's Facebook. Ad-free social network.
Yeah, not for long.
Sure, it will.
It'll be bought out by Facebook by the end of this podcast.
Probably.
All right, so if any of us have these same ones, feel free to chime in on them and give us your take on it. But yeah, I just had generally people who were just nonstop putting fucking their pictures of their kids on it.
Yeah. I hate to be, especially when you're trying to stalk somebody online and all they have as their profile photo is pictures of their kids. And you're like, come on, man. Where's the pictures of you on the beach during the summer? That's what I want to see.
Spring break folder. Come on. Spring break album.
Ah, yes.
Rookie mistake.
Now they're moms, so they have to be all proper. And we got to hide those pictures now.
I know exactly who Mike's talking about, too.
This is probably why your wife doesn't want to admit she's pregnant by
probably,
you.
Probably, yeah. It's a very good point.
That's why I've been checking out Nicole's pictures, but nothing.
Nothing.
All right. Topaz, you're number seven.
Moving right along, we have the obnoxious gym poster. Always telling us about their workouts, telling us they're going to the gym. Just made my smoothie, heading to the gym. Having my protein shake after my workout. Look how ripped I am. Look how awesome I am. I go to the gym every day. What do? You don't do anything. I don't have a job. Who cares? But I go to the gym every day. This guy needs to be stopped. Just give him a cheeseburger. Tell him to sit down and shut up. I don't know how you guys feel about this person, but I have quite a few of these people in my timeline, and it's pretty annoying.
I think that's from you being in the strip club industry. You get a lot of those kind of people. Yeah.
Vegas,
Atlantic City, New York.
This is the same dude, too, who puts out a tweet, yo, just busted out a massive set for my fucking lats or something.
Anybody can give me a good kale smoothie recipe? Anybody?
Yeah.
Kale and ice. Put it in a blender. I have one guy who I actually like. I don't have any of those in my feed, but I do have one friend who, like, I don't know, I guess he like power lifts or whatever. But he also posts up videos of himself failing, which I like.
So, failing at powerlifting?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so pretty
like, gets the wobbly legs and like dropping a lot of things. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's cool. But all the other stuff is just a little overboard.
Yeah. All right, number six for Topaz.
Okay, I don't know if you guys have a lot of these people. Who's inviting people to play all these stupid games? Who are these people? Like, don't you work or have responsibilities? You're sitting playing Farmland or whatever it's called on Facebook and bejeweled and bedazzled. Like, Anytime I get a single request to play a game, I immediately remove that friend from my friends. I'm not even kidding. They just immediately unfriend, block.
Do you want to play harpsichord with me?
Post spring break pictures and sign off.
Lopez also hitting a bong while playing Pogs.
What are you doing? Are you eating a bag of Ruffles? What's happening?
It's a hookah. It's a red gummy bear flavor. Delicious.
Well, cut it out.
I'm going to eat some saltines throughout this podcast as well, guys. I hope that's all right.
It would be great to edit out, let me tell you.
I'm going to start dancing with my tap shoes right now. Hold on.
Yeah, but that's not different from any other podcast.
Someone who sees a DJ using a microphone a lot, might, as part of his job, might know how to handle one. He's doing a recording.
Hey, not all of us are professionals.
Tell me about it.
Good thing no one pays you to handle a microphone, ever. Topaz.
It's a good thing. Trust me.
Totally. Yeah, games people drive me fucking crazy. That's an immediate block, and then that's the end of that. So I don't get a whole bunch of those. Every now and then, one will squeak through.
But you want to play Nellyville with me?
Nellyville?
Nellyville?
So where you join the St. Lunatics?
Yeah.
You have to button mash to get your cred back?
You get Mike Turner. We don't need a burner.
Commemorative face Band-Aid in the mail when you join.
It's dirty.
You have to invite someone else. You have to invite five people to play, then you get a face Band-Aid once they join.
And you get two headbands to crisscross on your head.
If you earn enough points, you get a first class ticket sitting next to Vanaway.
I'm almost there to get my number one pendant.
Number five.
Okay, number five is someone who likes to pour their heart out in the wrong way. It's way too personal on Facebook or Twitter or what have you, LO, Friendster, whatever you're using these days.
Friendster.
It's like, oh, yeah, my mom just died yesterday and I'm getting a divorce and blah, blah, blah. It's all these just weird things like, yeah, my husband just beat me yesterday. I don't know what to do. These aren't meant for Facebook. These are meant for the authorities and people that can help you with these problems, not just a bunch of jackoffs on your friends list that are probably doing the same thing at their homes. It's getting out of control, the amount of information people are just putting out there, not realizing that everyone can see this and everyone is immediately judging you.
I call these people pity patties.
They're just Krabby Patties?
Or that too, but more pity patty. But yeah, just nonstop sadness. That they just need everyone to, hey, hang in there, buddy. You're such a good person. Poster. You don't deserve this.
That comes under one of mine, what I call Captain Vague. They post the same thing where they post things that simply say like FML or bad day or fuck this just for the attention. Like they just
I have
want
a separate one for that too. Yeah, I call them the Facebook fishers, just constantly fishing. for backup.
Yeah, that's
attention.
That's my number two. The super vaguely depressing person that just posts a sad smiley face.
Yeah.
And then doesn't want to talk about it when one of their friends is like, what's wrong? I don't want to talk about it.
You obviously do, or you wouldn't have fucking done anything.
Wish there was an unlike button. Stupid.
Wish there was. Frowny face.
Or the one's like, I wish there was a love button.
You always wish there was a love button.
Don't I?
That was actually my third album.
Can I borrow a feeling?
Third non-released album.
Yeah,
I like it.
Number four.
I think everyone is guilty of this at some point, but there are some people that it's all they do, and it's every post, and it's the braggart. It's the it's the guy who's, you know, like, oh, chilling on a yacht in Saint Tropez. Like, how's your awesome Monday going? Like, stuff like that. It's all right to do that from time to time, but everyone has that one friend that's just kind of a drifter, and all they do is smoke weed in crazy places in the world and always posting about it. Like, oh, yeah, I just had a threesome with these two chicks on a yacht in St. Martin. What are you doing? We get it, dude. We saw all 6,000 of your previous posts saying the exact same thing.
Kind of on the same level as the braggart is the guy who makes you feel really bad about your own life, where he's sent stuff, but it's not really bragging. It's just stuff that he's doing where he's like, yeah, I saved a tiger from captivity today. You know, like, I have a friend who's a zoologist or some shit, and he does all these amazing things with animals, and you're just like, wow, I wasted my life. This is great.
Well, knowing that he's probably going to die from one of those animals can give you a little comfort.
Oh, that'll help, yeah.
It's funny, too, that you're Facebook friends with P. Diddy and Jay-Z. was posting about Saint-Tropez.
Hove.
I meant Saint-Tropez, Missouri.
Oh.
That was me. Sorry. I was one of hanging out with the lunatics after playing Nellyville.
Art got a free trip through there to do dad stuff.
Yeah. Because it was getting too hot in her.
It was from misinformedvacationtrips.com. You're going to Saint-Tropez, Kansas.
Paris, Texas.
Rome, New York.
Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania.
Baghdad, Iraq.
Wait.
Did I do it right?
Yeah. Data there. That kind of works. Is that what you're going for?
That was good.
Life of Baghdad. All right. Number three.
I call this person the 5-minute poster. Post every 5 minutes. Nothing of substance. Nothing useful. No information. Just, all right, going to go run this errand right now. Hey, just got to FedEx, hanging out in the line. Shipped my shipment at FedEx, heading home now. Decided to stop for Starbucks on the way home from FedEx. Just stop, man. And it's usually parents that are like this because they don't quite know how to use social media. Mm. So these people are kind of annoying too.
Friendless frannies, I call them. They have literally nobody to talk to or do anything with them.
Car just got stomped by Godzilla.
Frowny face.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Topaz. But my number five is Foursquare. When you check in, it's like I'm in a Burger King bathroom.
Once got busy there.
Yeah.
Looking for the love button.
Good call, Humpty. If I was like a thief, I would just use Foursquare to rob people because I would know when they're not home.
It's exactly what you do. It's exactly what people do when they post vacation pictures while they're on vacation, too. Yeah. It's a great idea.
This is in Saint-Tropez for a week, bagging college girls.
Yep.
His apartment's open.
I think you guys just found a new career.
Perfect. Yeah.
Number three.
Number two.
Two, sorry.
So he two wants to get out of here.
No, I just know how to count.
He's got a lot of cologne to offer, guys.
Chandelier's primed.
Listen, I'm out of breath mints. I got to go make a run. But these number two is...
Got to get it the hair on their own.
Winter green this time, please.
Make sure you're checking out Foursquare.
Okay, winter green. Is that the popular choice?
It's winto green.
Winto.
Winto green. Yeah, winto sorry. Green. We already covered my number two is the super vaguely depressing person.
Yes.
With just a sad smiley. So we'll move on to my number one. I don't know why this person annoys me the most. The inspirational quote guy or girl. Like, hey, everybody, it's Monday morning. Here's a great quote to get you going. Start on your day. Like, who are these people that think that people are logging in before work to look at their Facebook to make sure they read the inspirational quote so they can get through their day? I mean, who are these people? Does anyone read inspirational quotes and not immediately want to just respond F off like you're a douchebag? Like, I don't get it. Who are you inspiring?
I call them the Jack Handies.
Yeah, exactly. But it's
got a name for everybody, don't you?
Yeah.
That's my number three, where it's like everyone's like, oh, you know, believe in yourself today and you're smart enough, doggone it, you're great.
No matter what happens today, know that somebody out there likes you.
And it's always like your least successful friends that are posting these.
Yeah.
Like, hey man, maybe you should read these and like apply for a job.
Stop smoking weed.
Going to Saint-Tropez. What is it?
San Diego.
San Diego.
Nice. Solid list, dude.
That is a solid list.
Solid list, yeah. I'm surprisingly there was less overlap than I thought there would be on my list.
Yeah, me too, actually. I got all other ones.
Oh, there's so many people online.
There's a lot of awful people online.
There really is.
So many different flavors.
I was going to add like social media trolls on there, but I find that trolls can be hilarious from time to time, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Sure. And people who get... who get trolled, how stupid can you be?
Right.
Like, why do you let that ruin your life? Like, all you have to do is just not look at it. Just that's it. Just turn your eyes a little bit to one side.
I like the ones that
that's very, it. Hard. It's over. Very hard.
I like the ones that ask me three questions.
What, the trolls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand what that means.
Actual trolls.
That's a timely reference, like my friend.
You get across a bridge. Yeah, I gotcha.
There you go.
Timely reference.
Yes.
I like it.
Not this time, but sometime.
It's a good one there, Mr. Grimm. Art's making 1400s literary references. We're going to Aesop over here.
Shit, I was just going to say that.
All right. So do you need to go or can you hang out for a little more or what?
Yeah, I'm going to hang out for a little more.
All right, how's cool. Chandelier doing?
She's gone.
Right. She's left. Yeah, I heard less Mike messing around, so that's good.
Yeah, but Rubik's Cube is on her way, so I'm excited for that.
Rubik's Cube. Rubik's Cube coming to the stage.
Rubik's Cube.
You're never going to put this puzzle together.
She's so puzzling, she'll make you lose your wallet.
Oh, shit.
She got the nickname recently when she had her fourth C-section, and it made kind of a square on her abdominal region. So it just kind of stuck. The DJ was just, Rubik's Cube, stage four. And it just kind of stuck after that.
She's been banged by so many men of different color. That's how she got her name.
Boom.
Nice. All right.
Get it in there.
Here we go. So we'll go around the horn here as we normally do.
Sure.
And so, Pass, feel free to jump in. Let's start with Art. Go for it, Art. 8.5.
8.5. I don't know if it's like the internet per se, but it's on a smartphone, the textaholic. You text someone something and then all of a sudden they like bombard you with a barrage of text and you're just like, whoa, I don't even, like, he's on his fifth topic and I still need to ask him like the first thing I wanted to talk to him about. So do you ever have that where like, you talk to someone and it's like all of a sudden you're like texting and then boom. You have like five different things going on. You're like,
yeah, my brother's a lot like that. I have to tell him to shut up all the time.
I find the opposite to be more annoying, where it's you're in this text combo and it's back and forth and back and forth. Then all of a sudden you ask a question and it's like radio silent. What happened to you? Like,
yeah.
Where did you go? And you don't hear from him for like 6 to 8 months. And it's just kind of weird.
6 to 8 months. They've been kidnapped.
They come back on. Oh, sorry. My wife got pregnant and we just had the baby.
Yeah.
Dufresne, party of two.
Nice.
What happened to the Dufresnes?
No one texts until you find the Dufresnes. No one texts until you find the Dufresnes.
Mike, you're 8.5.
My 8.5 is Apple zealots. These nerds. These fucking nerds who wait in line just to get the new phone and only to bitch about it online 30 minutes later. But then they'll fucking cut you if you say anything is superior to an Apple product.
Weirdly, my 8.5 is also Apple zealots, but it's people who won't stop fucking raving about Honey Crisps.
Nice.
No, I hate them in general, but usually they're more offline for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the people who, you know, they'll post articles about why the iPhone is better than another phone, or the opposite, where they'll, all the people that will try to say that this phone is better than an iPhone, and then all the Apple people attack them, and it's getting really fucking annoying. I'm so over Apple and
that bullshit. Like, Jobs is dead. You guys can go back to like just liking regular things again.
Yeah,
he's not watching and listening to all of you anymore.
I think that
there's no one left to impress.
And I think the Asians ruined it for everybody this last time with the Apple iPhones. So like the whole waiting in line thing is just not going to happen anymore, apparently.
Did it happen for the latest iPhone?
Yeah, it happened for this latest one, but they
waning.
Well, no, you know what happened was all these they bust in a bunch of Asians. I don't know if you heard about this in New York.
It was like a flash mob?
Yeah, they bust in a bunch of Asians to get in line and literally buy as many fucking iPhones as they could possibly buy. Like, one guy had $12,000 worth of iPhones on him. And they go back to China and then sell them there for a buttload more.
Why don't they just keep them after they build them?
Yeah.
Are you talking about jeans or are you talking about iPhones?
I'm talking about practice.
Practice? Not a game.
Not a game.
Also, when you said Asians and flash mob, I thought you meant because of all the cameras.
I thought you meant Hiroshima.
I think it's Hiroshima.
Alligator, crocodile, whatever.
That's a good one. Apple zealots. It's hard to believe they still exist, but yeah, they seem to be going back into their caves. My 8.5 is a person specifically, Guy Kawasaki.
Who's that?
You know who this is?
No.
I don't really know who he is either, but just his name and what he does annoys me to no end. I don't know what he looks like. I've never seen anything he's actually written. I don't follow him anywhere, but I always hear people just bringing his name up. He's some sort of, and we should bring our buddy BJ Mendelsohn on to talk about him, because he's just like this social media like marketing guy or whatever. He's, you know, he's like the guru about how to run social media and you make money off it and use it for your business. And then he got busted for like having other people do all of his posts for him. And
that was chapter 5.
Yeah, and then just his name just annoys me.
I think that's a fake name.
You think?
There are no fake names on the internet. Come on.
I mean, is he even Asian? I don't even know.
Probably.
Or does he just have a Kawasaki motorcycle? He's a white dude? I don't know.
Isn't that the guy that made Mario Brothers?
I have no idea. I don't really know anything about him except for what I just said. But he fucking bothers me.
Maybe I'm on the wrong part of the internet. I've never heard of him.
Yeah, me neither.
You're on the south side of the internet, Mike.
I am. I'm in Wrigleyville of the internet right now.
Yeah. All right, I looked him up. He is, in fact, Asian. So Guy Kawasaki, he's an author, is the chief evangelist of Canva, an online graphic design tool. Formerly, he was an advisor to the Motorola business unit of Google and chief evangelist of Apple. What does chief evangelist mean?
He's a zealot. He leads the zealots.
I'd like to hear him pronounce the word Motorola, though.
Let's see. Here's his books. Enchantment, the art of changing hearts, minds, and actions.
America Super Fun Time, number one.
He's got a book about Google Plus. He's got a book called The Macintosh Way, the art of guerrilla management.
Oh, Sun Tzu.
Rules for revolutionaries.
Revolutionaries. I bet he wouldn't be able to say that, his own title.
Guerrilla marketing.
Guerrilla. O'Hara. Chinese food.
The art of the start, a business book on entrepreneurship and key points about starting a business, bootstrapping, and pitching new ideas to potential
investors. Bootstrapping.
That is the worst, longest title I've ever heard.
Oh, no, that was the description.
Oh.
Chopping celery until it's finally minced.
I don't know. That guy just irritates me. And he gets brought up, I don't know, from time to time.
Yeah. His name is Guy Kawasaki.
I've literally never heard of him, so.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
Which is worse, Guy Fieri or Guy Kawasaki?
Ooh, good. Ooh. Who'd win, an Iron Chef?
You could combine them. Guy Fierisaki.
Secret ingredient, apples.
Guy Fierisaki.
Guy Fierisaki.
Is there anybody good named Guy? I don't think
no,
so.
No, I hate that name. Mm-hmm. That also infuriates me when people call me Guy.
Hey,
could you be any more insulting?
Hey, buddy.
What about Buddy Guy?
No, Guy is the worst. Oh, if I could play the guitar like him, that'd be great.
Hey, Guy. Yeah, yeah. Somebody calling you Guy. Yeah, that's terrible.
Call you Buddy, no good. Guy, no good. But if they call you Buddy Guy. Yeah, all right.
All right.
I'm an old black blues magician.
That's literally somebody
magician?
Turning around.
Magician? Blues magician.
Do you do a lot of magic? I don't remember a lot of magic. I mean, his music was magical.
Oh.
So,
get it.
There you go.
I should pull some sadness out of my hat. Mike, let's go to art. Sorry, number 8.
Try my product, people. Especially like if like your friend starts like a business, like where it's like these wraps or whatever. It's like, hey, can you like my page? Can you try my product?
Oh yeah, the page. Oh,
no, I'm not. Like, what the hell is up with these like these gelatin wraps that people are putting all over their bodies? And it's like before after. The change is not that great, and I'm not going to spend $40 on changing my waistline for like a millimeter.
Hey, I made a fortune being the before picture.
I liken it to the guy. It's like John Smith has invited you to like John Smith.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is a gelatin wrap, though? I don't know. I don't know what that is.
I have no idea.
I don't know what that is
either. Wraps things or whatever.
Like wrap your body in gelatin. Yeah. Like
not
fucking jello wrestling?
It's like these like plastic wraps that have got this like when you go to a spa or something, it's kind of, I don't know. I've seen people on Facebook or Twitter be like, hey, can you follow me? I'm trying to sell this new product. I'm like, nah, I don't think so.
Sounds like it would be a product you'd have to buy inside the Nellyville game.
We actually carry that at Bear Exposure.
What's that? Gelatin wraps?
Gelatin wraps.
Yeah, all sorts of flavors.
Nice. They're like fruit roll-ups.
Let's see. Mike, number 8.
Food pornographers. People that take pictures of nothing but their food.
Yeah.
I'm done with that shit, too. It's like, wow, look what I just made. You made it. Congratulations. What do you want, a cookie?
Take pictures of your dumps. Put them up. Look what I just made.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, they should do a before and after. Like, before, here's my meal. After, here's my meal.
It just fucking shit Casso on the back of a wall, just... fucking bespeckled. Oh, I guess it didn't go down too well.
I feel like that's waned a bit, and that's more of a, I mean, is it still huge on Instagram? I know like that was like all Instagram used to be.
Yeah, I haven't seen
hashtag food porn.
Food porn, guys. Everything goes better with bacon.
Enough with the bacon already. Is there anything more cliche than people loving bacon at this point?
Condors.
Like, we get it. Bacon's good.
People loving bacon. Oh, that should be one on somebody's list. The bacon guy. Whoever is the bacon guy.
Constantly putting up pictures of whatever the new bacon-related product is.
Yeah.
His new wacky bacon t-shirt.
Bacon cups.
Stop what you're doing. There's bacon this.
Never lives past 33.
Right.
All right, stop what you're doing.
Two Humpty Dance references in one, yes! one episode. That's amazing.
All right.
Pronounced with an umpty, Mike.
My fault. Like,
my number eight is the daring dickheads, as I like to call them. These are the people who...
Alliteration. I freaking love this.
Of course, dude. Got to market this shit. Yes. The daring dickheads are the people who are constantly daring you to post something or to repost something. You know, they'll put up some long-winded whatever image of some sort of saying or something about some kind of army person or somebody, something about cancer or something just that they really feel great about, and they're going to see who their real friends are by knowing who reposts this. I dare to repost this thing, show your support of whatever the fuck.
That falls into my number six, where it's not that many people I see, you know, read my posts anymore. My friends, my true friends, yeah. If you love me, say one word about me.
Yeah, I can't fucking take that. That's also an immediate block for me. Like, go fuck yourself. What is that going to prove to anybody that I took 2 seconds to repost your dumb thing? And right. Anyone who does it is only doing it just because they fucking feel bad for you.
Right.
Like, go fuck yourself. How about just go around to people's pages and just post it on their pages?
You know what I get joy out of way too much?
Masturbation?
Well, no, that. And
chandelier?
Yes.
The chicks who used to have crushes on who are now married with kids.
Here we go. The people that post really depressing articles or really depressing things, and then how many likes they get out of it, that always makes me laugh because it's so ironic every time.
Yeah. So you guys know, my mom passed away. Like.
Like. She was a swell lady. On the state. She was a swell like. Lady. Like.
Way to toot your own horn there.
What good has ever come from somebody reposting something for somebody that doesn't really do anything or have any meaning to it?
No.
Like, how good are you going to feel? Is that one less tear you'll cry for each fucking repost you get?
It's for lazy people to feel like they're being proactive.
Mm. Yeah, I guess so.
Put on a resume.
One time I got 30 reposts on this spiritual thing I posted. Ugh. All right, number seven. Seven, Art?
The people who go out of their way to ruin a show for people, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, wherever.
Spoiler people.
Yeah, and they just love it. It'll be like, and they do it in such like the nonchalant way. It's like, is everybody caught up with Walking Dead? So I can use this analogy or no?
Go.
Yes. Spoiler alert coming up.
Yeah.
Where they were like, "Oh, Herschel, no." We were like, "All right, he's either dead or he molested someone? I don't know." And it's like, you just stop. You can say, like, if you're like, "Oh man, this was a great episode, great." But like, right after something huge happens on the show, it's like 2 seconds later, like, "Don't want to ruin it, but," and then they give the whole synopsis, and you're like, "All right, thanks."
I have almost the exact opposite for my number five, what I like to call the spoil sport, which is the guy who loses his shit about being spoiled by every movie, TV show, etc. on the internet. This includes the stuff that's available on Netflix or has been available to see more than 3 months.
Yeah, no, I get that. Like, yeah, here's the thing.
Don't go online if you care so much.
Yeah.
Again, avert your eyes.
But for me, it's like, I'm not going to start calling people out. It's just, I feel like those people, like, 3 seconds into it are like, "Oh, did you see this? Oh, this is crazy." Like, all right. I don't know.
Yeah. There's a difference between, like, you know, the folks that like to live tweet during something fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, the people that are, like, right on Facebook right afterwards, "I can't believe this happened." And you're like, "Shut up, dude."
Yeah, you can tell by someone's post, status update, or tweet that, like, all right, they're trying to be funny. They're trying to do something that maybe might not give it away, but all right. But there are just people who just, like, blatantly just pull it out and then say, "Oh, there it is." I'm like, all right. And again, it's people's own fault for going online if they haven't seen the show. I get it. But I just feel like there are those people that are just like, "I'm going to ruin it for everybody."
Yeah.
There's got to be a guideline, though. There's, you know, shows like Breaking Bad where it's been over for a little while and you say something and they're like, "Oh my God, I just started the show. You just spoiled it." Like, dude, you're like 6 years too late. Yeah. That's your problem.
Sorry.
There should be, like what Mike said, 3 months or at least like, until the next season starts of whatever it is.
Yeah, I think it's got to be a season.
Yeah, like once the next season starts, if you're not caught up, then it's your own fucking fault. So tough shit.
Well, a lot of people, like even shows sometimes will do this. Well, maybe not this is probably like just a weird example, but when Captain America Winter Soldier came out, the next week, it came out like on Friday, the following Tuesday, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of ruined the whole movie for everybody by explaining what happened to Captain America. Oh, right? Yeah. So, I mean, that was like an actual show doing that. So it's like, maybe you shouldn't have kind of given all the spoilers of what happened in the movie that people are, that you want people to go spend money on. I don't know.
Wait, Bruce Willis is really dead? Dude, come on, man. He fucking dicks.
In my Netflix queue since 99.
Jesus. Wait, Citizen Kane's about his sled? Fuck, dude.
Bullshit. Wait, it is? Oh, God damn it. Art, you're, Mike, sorry, number seven?
My number seven is the family member. The member of your family that comments on every post, every picture, everything you fucking do online. I don't particularly have one of these in my life, but cousin Jay, his mom posts on everything.
Oh, Michael, you look so beautiful.
cousin Jay's mom posts on everything he puts online, and it's really fucking annoying. But it's also very funny as an outsider looking in, but I can imagine how annoying it must be for that person.
Hey, son, you look really good.
Oh, my beautiful baby. Shut up, mom.
My beautiful bra, baby.
Yeah, what do? You unfriend your own mom?
That's going to be a rough Thanksgiving. Could you pass the potatoes, Mr. Person who doesn't respond to my pokes?
They still have pokes.
I don't care.
You unfriender.
Yeah.
I may be your mom, but I guess I'm not your friend anymore.
Yeah.
My number seven was the games people. So
nice.
We'll move right on to Mike's
number six. Art's number six.
Art's
sorry,
number
Art.
Six, yeah.
We kind of already talked about it. It was just tell me why you like me. Those people who post those things were like, I haven't heard from anybody anymore.
Yeah.
If you're my friend, or and they give the ultimatum where it's like, I'm going to start unfriending people. No! Don't! I'll like your picture of your chrysanthemum.
Your what?
It was something.
Generally, those people don't want to hear my one word that describes them that they're asking for, so I try not to comment too much on those people.
Gotcha. Yeah. What do you mean, those people?
He means Jay-Z and P. Diddy.
Talking about and Nelly.
Yeah, Nellyville. That'd be funny, dude. Again, we need somebody who, or Art, we just need you to, you know, we used to make you do Photoshops of all the stuff we would come up with, but now you need to step it up and start making these apps that we come up with.
Yeah.
Seriously, dude, fucking bring your skills up to speed.
If Kim Kardashian can make fucking millions on her goddamn app, we can do something with Nellyville easily.
Wait, Kim Kardashian has an app?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's huge.
She made fucking millions off of it.
Doing what?
I don't care. I don't know. I'm not downloading it. I'm not going near it. I have no... It's her being a bitch with a big ass and shopping or something. I don't know.
It's her shopping?
Yeah, it's something. It's like a game. I don't know.
That's the subtitle of her autobiography.
What are you talking about, a game?
It's like shopping.
Well, she is coming out with a book called Selfie, and it's all selfie pictures of her.
Ugh.
God almighty.
Guy Kawasaki says, it's a hoot.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Mike, you're number six.
Already went over it. The Captain Vague.
Yeah. Yep. Good call. My number six was the kids people. People just... Yes. I really... Another great app would be like a baby blocker. Anytime there's a picture of a kid, it just gets blocked.
Block.
You need to get back on the radio with all this alliteration. I love it.
Baby block.
They have that app. I think on Google Plus has something where you can filter out all the baby stuff.
I think they have that in China too.
Yeah,
except it's a real thing.
Yeah, it's called murder.
It's called the government.
It's called a cliff.
It's called communism. All right, it's number
called Google Plus.
Art number five.
We talked about already. Foursquare.
Yep. Mike number five.
Also talked about it, the spoil sport.
Nice. My number five is what I like to call the clickbait cretins.
Oh, yes.
People who are forever posting things, stupid videos, and all this other shit of things you know are bullshit and are there just to get you to fucking click on them.
Also websites that do this, too.
Yeah, websites will do it for sure.
You won't believe what happens next.
That's exactly what I've written on my phone here.
Oh.
This happened, and you never believe what happened next. Watch to see what happens. You won't believe your eyes.
What happens next is amazing. What's all this then?
What's this?
I don't know if you follow this guy on Twitter. His Twitter name is Saved You a Click. And what he does, he takes all those articles and he sums it up with one word before the retweet. So it'll be like, Chris Brown shoves another person, and then his just spoiler will be like, no, he didn't. Like just stuff like that. It's fantastic. Everyone should follow him.
Saved You a Click. I'm finding him now.
Saved by the click.
Nice. Yeah. I can't. I mean, I've been quite vocal about that shit for fucking since we started this thing. It just drives me fucking crazy. And don't you get so mad at yourself when you actually click on one?
Yeah. Not to mention,
that was gonna happen.
Yeah, and not to mention when you click on one and then it brings you to another site, we have to click on another link, and then that brings you to another site, we have to click on another link, and then play a video.
Yep, and it's just pop up after pop up, and then it's just some kind of slideshow, and you gotta click on 50,000 things to get to the number one thing on the list or whatever it is.
And then you're ordering male enhancement pills. It's just a never ending cycle.
Yeah, or it's the whole thing is a long video when it should just be a simple text, whatever it is. You know, if it's one of these lists, like, yeah, just list the top 10 things that you're talking about. No, but it's a video, or it's 10 videos broken up on 10 different pages.
Ugh.
Like, oh, fucking stop.
Clickbait.
Clickbait. The worst. All right. Art, you're number four.
The person who reaches out to this celebrity, or not even maybe a celebrity, but like a stalker, over and over and over again, where they're just like, okay, maybe one or two chances. All right, you tried.
Oh, the celeb whores.
Yeah, and it's like over and over again. It's like, hey, look at me. I'm watching your show, or hey, look at this. I mean, for me, like, if there's a certain show that I'm watching, I'm like, I dig this person's like performance. All right, I might reach out to them. Like, I did a couple things for Gotham. I was like, I was digging it. I think, Mike, you were talking about the Gotham too, and I was like, all right, kind of reached out like once or twice, and that was it. But there are people who just like try to be funny with that celeb or person or personality, and I'm like, just stop.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's one thing to throw a few tweets at somebody, you know, who you dig their stuff, and then another to just never stop. Yeah. It's annoying. But again, luckily those are just block, unfollow, goodbye.
Yeah, true. Yep.
I feel like having a, you know, I feel proud of having like all my feeds like really fucking tailored down. Does anybody else get big pride in that?
Please put that on your resume. Please put that on your resume.
My feeds are tailored down.
Hell yeah.
My feeds are nice and tight. I don't mess around.
I'm going to change my name to Taylor Down. That's my strip club name.
Taylor Down. I like it.
Yeah.
As if you ever became a bathroom assistant, that would be your nickname.
Yeah. Taylor Down.
Nice.
You gotta curate that shit. Fucking cut the fat. That's why my worst feed, you know, because I've got
like
one
trimming a bonsai.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally, dude. You got to keep that shit small and tight. Keep it nice. Our worst one though is the Masters of None Facebook feed. I want to delete so many people out of there, but I don't know, half of them are related to Mike. Like, I feel bad.
See, that's funny. I thought half of them related to you.
To be honest, I made all those people up.
Let's do it. Let's have a show. You know what our next show should be? Our next show should be going through our Facebook friends everybody. And deleting people. Who is this person? Cleansing. No, I have no idea. Cleansing. Let's do it.
Call everybody out.
Let's just do it.
We'll make, even though Photoshop's outdated, we'll just have like these little posters, the cleansing, and just have a date.
Let's do it.
So after you delete all six people.
Yeah.
After you delete all six people, what are you going to do?
It'll be a short show.
It'll be a Masters of None quickie.
That would be really talk about
the purge is coming. The purge.
The purge. I like it. And then we can post something on Facebook that says, you know, we've had it. I'm done with this. I'm deleting my Facebook friends. I'm solely unfriended people.
Who's up? I lost.
Artist.
Cleansing.
Art is with number four.
Actually, number three. Inspiring.
Oh, you know what, Art? Can you just make up a fake like Nellyville like icon in Photoshop, and then we'll just invite people to play it. We'll just post the thing. You know, like, oh, Master Nun invite you to play Nellyville, and you have like do like a little 8-bit like Nelly face with the Band-Aid.
Oh, I already have an idea. Like,
and then we'll just post it on people's pages. We invite you to play Nellyville,
and the link is back to our website.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'd be great for this specific episode.
Perfect.
If I go radio silence because I'm working right now in Photoshop,
it's the St. Louis Arch with an 8-bit Nelly face underneath the Band-Aid.
On a farm. My number three was in the people who give inspiring quotes, which Topaz already mentioned.
I'm still on four. How am I on four and you're on three?
I already said four was people who reach out to the celebs, so maybe we skipped a lot.
Okay, we skipped me. So then my four was the...
Let's invite you to do number four. Let's invite you.
Appreciate
invite
it.
You to my, like my page and then also do number four.
My four is who I like to call the Grim Reaper, the person who gets a boner out of letting everyone know someone's famous has died. Bonus points for the obligatory story where they try to connect themselves to the famous person in some way. That's always my favorite, where it's like, you know, when I was a struggling actor, Robin Williams gave me so much inspiration, and it's just real, so sad to see him go. Bah, bah, bah.
I don't like the people that super sad about it. It's like, first of all, you've never been in the same city as this person, and you're like, oh, I'm in tears because so-and-so passed away.
Right.
They were such a big part of my life because I watched them on TV. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, they have to one-up each other. Who's the most upset about it? Who's the most connected to them in some way, shape, or form? I love the ones where they're like, RIP, some actor that I've never heard of. Like, it's some... I love some 90-year-old British actor that did a bit part on the third season of Doctor Who. And I was like, okay, great. I don't care.
Yeah. Anthony Jeselnik is pretty good about the celebrity deaths, too.
Yeah, he'll have like one tweet on him, but it'll be just a killer line. All right. My number three is Keith Olbermann.
I fucking hate Keith Olbermann.
I used to love Keith Olbermann. I really did. I only now hate him because he went after our buddy, Hugh Murray.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that on Twitter? Going after him about, he's shot something to him about his Derek Jeter thing, which I didn't hear. I probably would agree with for the most part. Came back after him, something about rape jokes. You're not a comedian or something or other.
Yeah.
To go after somebody who's a nobody and you're Keith Olbermann. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Again, people who get suckered into like trolling. Like, how dumb are you, dude? Like, I just lost complete respect for the guy.
Yeah, he's doing a lot lately, too. Yeah, he got a lot of heat because of that Jeter thing. I actually tried to get a rise out of him with our account, and it just didn't work. I was very jealous at Hugh for getting him.
To be Keith Olbermann, and you're like going into people who are just writing shitty things to you on Twitter, you're not only not reading it and getting mad and responding, but he's like going in and researching the people to like go after them more, like right. Looking at their icons and stuff and their descriptions on it. Like, well, dude. Are you rich? Go be rich somewhere. Do some rich people shit. What the fuck are you doing?
I just picture him sitting on a couch somewhere, like with no pants on, just
alone,
angry.
Pizza boxes all around him.
Researching people.
All right, fellas. Well, my time with you has to come to an end. Sprinkles and Rubik's Cube are ready to go. So my shift is over, or my break is over, and my late shift is about to start. So again, come visit me. I'm at Scores tonight. Tens Cabaret tomorrow, and then I'll be back at Bear Exposure in AC.
Wintergreen.
Don't forget the toothbrushes.
I won't.
All right, man.
All right, dude.
Keep it cool, Topaz.
Thanks for having me, fellas. We'll do this again real soon.
Absolutely not.
Laters.
Later, guys.
Later. There goes Topaz, everybody.
Yep.
A true professional in this field. All right. Where were we?
I got my number three.
Three. Yeah. Oh, mine was Keith Olbermann.
Yes. My number three was inspiring quote.
My number three is what is known as the White Knight, a person that comes to the rescue of anyone with a pair of tits the first time she gets made fun of on Twitter or Facebook.
Nice.
We're trying to have a little fun here at somebody else's expense, and you got to come and ruin it by thinking that you have a shot with this person and come to her rescue. Nothing makes me want to turn on that person more than that asshole.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, Mr. Righteous.
Yeah.
Just always up, always there to protect and serve. My number three is, I think we kind of covered it, the Facebook fishers. People just post super vague comments just to get attention, get some, you okay?
You're right.
What's happening?
You know, I'm not going to come over or anything. I'm not going to call you and actually talk to you. I just want to see if everything's all right.
I think also falling into that is kind of the people who...
I'm not gonna call you.
Yeah,
that is the social network to a T.
Yeah,
It's like, oh, I'm going to, yeah, I'll say prayers for you. I'll donate to your charity.
I'll think about it. I'll dump an ice bucket on my head, but I won't, you know.
I'm going to donate a dollar to you.
A dollar.
I was going to say the people who post, like, specifically about somebody, but don't put their name.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one.
You know, some people like to pat someone in the middle of a crowded dining hall and then don't apologize for it.
Right.
Steeler.
Some people don't know how to get anniversary presents, but we don't know who those people are. We don't have to deal with them all the time.
Yeah, love those people.
Yeah.
Husbands, am I right?
I guess we know who our true friends are when somebody.
Yeah. Or just, you know, sometimes people in life are just aren't who you think they are.
Oh, that one too. Yeah.
Dennis Green, right?
That's a great one.
Yeah. People you think are your true friends can turn on you in a heartbeat.
Like, they will be remembered.
How are you supposed to respond to that? Are you just supposed to be like, who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Right? Just pause that.
Show me on the doll where he touched you.
Yeah. So we could lump those in, I guess, as well. I kind of forgot that one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
My number two is, I think, I don't know, Mike or one of you guys posted this, Mike or Jay, on our Twitter account. Biters, people stealing jokes. They'll see something and they think it's, you know, if they don't know this comedian or they don't even know this person, they'll be like, oh, this is hilarious, I'm going to take it. And then they start like retweeting or like tweeting that it was their joke or whatever. And it's like, nah, it really wasn't your joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never really come across that.
I have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I feel like that'd be more of a Twitter thing, right?
It is definitely, it's definitely more of a Twitter thing. Absolutely. You know, a lot of this online where people are catching it, where it's like they're passing it off as their own, and then they'll link to the actual original tweet, and it's just totally somebody else or was retweeted or something. Yeah. Yeah. That's,
those are easily busted these days.
Yeah.
That's one thing the internet's good for policing on its own, people stealing shit.
Mm-hmm.
How embarrassing to get caught doing something like that.
Oh. What worries me is that there's some stuff that's so ingrained that I'm probably stealing stuff, but I have no idea.
Yeah.
It happens a lot with my friends. They're like, what's that from? And I'm like, I think it's me. I think it's just me. I don't think I actually stole that from somebody.
Joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've been doing that the past couple of days. I've told this joke twice, and I don't know where I got it from.
Yeah.
Two bagels were walking down the street. One was assaulted.
Got it.
Love that joke.
Nice. That was actually from the pretzels back in the day.
Good popsicle stick joke, I think, probably.
Boy.
Stole it from a Good Humor strawberry shortcake.
Stole it from a rocket pop.
Bazooka Joe.
A froggy pop. Chocodile. Bazooka Joe. I love Bazooka Joe.
Yeah. Mike, is it you, number two?
Sure. My number two is the bro dude man. You know, he's the bro that has a website or a blog or something that shows he's just a dude doing dude stuff for guys, bros, man. You know? Come on, dude. I'm so over that shit. Dude, bro, come on. He's just a bro doing bro stuff. Totally broing down. I don't know. Have you been watching South Park? They've been getting
bro
on.
Me.
They've been doing bro downs lately. They've been saying that a lot. Oh, it's fucking cracks me up.
That's funny.
You know, bros.
Yeah. I have not yet seen the Simpsons Family Guy. Did you guys watch that? I'm sure you did, right?
No, I didn't.
No?
No.
Oh, shit.
I heard it was bad, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I heard it was bad.
Still going to watch it.
I'll probably watch it at some point, but.
All right. Art, did we do your number two?
Yes, we did. You?
Okay. Yep. My number two is the quitting quitters. People are constantly saying they're deleting their Facebook accounts and never do. Always come back. Always. You know, this Facebook is affecting my life too much. It's getting to me.
Forget
I'm on it too much. It's taking over my life. I'm getting affected too much by the shitty things people say on here. I've had it. I'm done. I'm deleting my account. I won't be back. My real friends know how to get a hold of me.
Oh, that line right there.
That's a great last line.
My real friends know how to get a hold of me.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
And then, you know, 2 days later, you know, I thought about it a little more, and I'm just not going to let these people get to me.
But then also with that post, with that first post, you get the people that comment going, why? What happened? What's the matter? What's going on?
Yeah, so it's a double whammy.
They're the fucking enablers. They're just
Or they don't even like they do that, but then like off like through a text, like, dude, what happened? I try to like your photo of you like petting a ninja.
Yeah,
what
happened?
Petting it? Is there a ninja petting zoo? I need to know.
I don't know. I just threw that out.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm reading from my wish journal.
Is that another free trip you went to, Art?
They're so fast.
Art got a free ride to a ninja petting zoo in Shanghai.
Don't pet him too hard. He'll throw a shuriken at you.
Ninja petting zoo is the name of my punk band.
See, you're stealing jokes now, man.
See?
You're a fighter.
Retweet.
I'm going to have to unfriend you because you didn't even like my last three posts.
Why? What happened? What's the matter?
I said that I'm going to the store to buy Chex cereal. You didn't like cinnamon one. The cinnamon. Who doesn't like cinnamon?
My real friends do.
Ninja petting zoo. I'm changing. That's my fantasy football team name.
Yes!
It was marmalade sandwich for a day.
Oh, yeah, that's my number one. People who constantly change their fantasy football. Never know who the fuck you're playing.
Do it all the time, dude.
God damn it. We should just end the show there, shouldn't we? Just not do our number ones. People who tease things on the internet and then never follow through.
Link baiters. we could link bait our number ones.
Yeah. Nice. You have to go to the website to find out our number ones.
Come on, guys.
Internet only.
Anybody's number one not been talked about yet?
Mine hasn't.
No, neither is mine.
Good. Art, yours?
Nope.
Oh, all shit. Right.
Sweet.
We got to do them now.
Exclusive.
Nope.
What's yours, Art?
Everyone.
Present company included.
Yeah, I'm included on that too. Everyone. Yeah. Everything that we've talked about on this list, you've done probably twice.
Oh, yeah. Twice. Today.
Course,
while the show's been going on, I've been doing all of it.
My number one just happened to me, and that's what reminded me that I hate it.
What's that?
Hey, you want me to do mine?
Yeah.
My number one is what I like to call Hacky McGee's, because these are people whose accounts are always getting hacked because they're stupid to come up with a decent password.
Hacky McGee's.
Hacky, E-E. Because yeah. They're always being hacked. You're always getting the emails from them. Hey, try this. I liked it. Link to fucking spyware, Facebook posts about garbage, spam, just Twitter's getting hacked all the time. And generally, this does go to like older people who just still use password as their password.
Right.
The old Kevin Smith Fest Yahoo got hacked, and I was like, God damn it.
Yes, it did. I opened it up.
Did you guys get it?
Yes.
I didn't open it.
I don't know if I did. See, you just use that. You should just use that for your porn email, your porn account.
I have one for that.
Oh, there you go.
What's your number one, Mike?
Hot girls.
Nice.
If you've ever taken multiple pictures of yourself in a mirror with your tits out and a caption that says something along the lines of, heading out for happy hour, I fucking hate you. I hate you. A, you're not anywhere near where I am. There's no happy hour that's that happy anywhere where I'm where I fucking am right now. Damn it, hot girls.
Check our Masters of None account right now.
Uh-oh.
Which one?
Our Gmail.
Okay.
Why did I just emailed us.
Did we get hacked?
No. I just emailed us.
Oh. Was there a Kevin Smith Fest email?
No.
Sorry, brings the show to a screeching halt.
Yep.
Wouldn't be a show.
We weren't just trying to find an out here at all.
Ninja Petting Zoo.
Emails live on the show.
Nellyville. That's fantastic.
That's fucking awesome. All right, that was worth it. Wait till you see the new logo.
Where'd you find a cartoon caricature of Nelly? Where?
I made it. I took a picture. It's like I searched Nelly. I just deleted like magic erased everything except for his Band-Aid, and I found like animated rapper, and I just put the St. Louis logo on his shirt, and then I found a backdrop of St. Louis.
That's phenomenal.
Next week, the Poser's Guide to Photoshop, everybody. Wow. That nose is so racist. And the lips, too.
Yeah.
Or actually, you could pixelate on
8-bit
on Photoshop. Yeah, like some kind of 8-bitizer that'll even make that even better. Not that it's not great as it is.
Beautiful.
All right. So when you guys get an invite to play Nellyville, just you know where that came from. I'm sure someone will rip it off next week too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Check the show page as well. Simply Syndicated to find the picture. It's fucking beautiful. All right. There you have it. We hope we didn't specifically insult you during this episode. Chances are you did if you're friends with us on Facebook. So just go ahead and unfollow us now.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.